Yeah, it's me, Tommy G. How's it going?
Just fine. And yourself?
Excellent.
Congratulations on 40 years. Wow.
Well, thanks. Thanks. The band definitely goes back 40 years. I'm right around 25, but it's been over two decades, and the first 10 were sort of with Lou Gramm, and since then it's been with Kelly Hansen. So we're very, very excited to still be going strong.
Yeah, I was thinking of the seniority of all those years. You guys are way up at the top of the rock world.
Yeah, it's great that this band is still hanging tough and go. You know, it's like all those album covers that we put out. It's No End in Sight and Can't Slow Down.
You know, I was thinking to myself, almost like families, 40 years, a lot of ups and downs through life. And how does a band manage all of that?
Well, the carrot juice really helps. You know, everyone will be in a good mood if you're making fresh carrot, beet, apple, ginger, lemon, cucumber. Throw that stuff in a juicer, and I think it helps everyone feel better. But honestly, the music is what keeps us going. These songs, just they still sound so good today, and they're so much fun to play, especially for me, something like Urgent, where I'm wailing on that saxophone. That's about as much fun as I've ever had in the musical world. So there's a lot to keep us going and a lot to keep us enthusiastic.
You've got a big role, sax, drums, about anything else that you feel like playing. That must be a blast.
Well, yeah, I do enjoy everything on stage with this band. It's whether it's guitar, keyboards, flute, sax, even the singing. I love doing the background vocals the way we do them.
I can only imagine how impressive the response has been.
Yes, this summer tour has been going like gangbusters, and the crowds are just loving the sound of the music.
Must be fun with Cheap Trick and Jason Bonham's whole crew in tow.
Yes, we love those guys. Jason Bonham was in Foreigner when Mick reformed the band in late 2004, he did so with Jason Bonham. So we got a chance to play with Jason for 3 years and get to know him. And just a marvelous fellow, always entertaining. And Cheap Trick guys, same thing. They're just they're like a ton of fun. Whenever we get a chance to talk to them, they're just outrageous.
How's the whole Lou thing? How did that shape up? Is it awkward? Is it just your take?
Yeah, it's been nothing but fun, and it's an old tradition. Over the years, when Foreigner would play in Florida, we would always say, "Let's have Dennis come down and play," and it's always just a real treat for us and the original drummer. Same with Rick Wills, bass player. He has been coming down and playing a couple times with us. Dennis Elliott and Rick Wills played with us in Florida one time. So it's just kind of something that's been going on for forever. Mick stays in touch with all the guys that have been in the band over the years and occasionally loves to just have them come down and sit in and jam and play. So in that spirit, I think he really reached out for this 40th anniversary tour to everyone that had previously been in the band and said, come on down and play. So it was so cool. I just love Lou, and to see him play again with Mick, and Ian McDonald was there in New York when we did this most recently, along with Al Greenwood, the original keyboard player. So it's Mick, something about it, he lights up, Mick Jones. He just kind of lights up a little bit when he's around his old bandmates. And it's marvelous to see, and it's really always a special treat for us. I don't think anyone thinks that Lou wants to rejoin Foreigner or anything like that, because we do like 120 shows a year, or so, maybe sometimes more. And that was pretty much the reason he said he didn't want to do it anymore. It was just too many shows, and he wanted to tour on his own terms, which he does. And we certainly get that. But we just love it when they come down and sit in, and hopefully there'll be some more of that before the tour is over, or in the fall, or whenever Mick Jones decides to make it happen.
Pleasure's all mine. I really appreciate you. What a cool interview. You're a nice guy.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the chat. Friday. Yes. We'll see you up there.
Okay, brother.
Thanks so much. Take care.